Hello, everyone. My name is Jordan. I work for the Illinois Coalition for Community Services. We go by ICCS for short. Nice, sweet, simple, to the point. But I just wanted to do a quick intro of what we do to kind of segue into today's topic. But our main goal at ICCS is that we want to expand youth services all across Illinois. The main goal is to see decreases in delinquency, youth on youth violence, decreases in truancy, things like that, through us, you know, expanding youth services, building new programs, things like that. We're hoping to see this change amongst the youth community. We also really enjoy linking them to resources, whether it's educational resources, mental health, physical health, wellness, employment resources, anything we can do to really help them become better, more independent, feeling more confident about becoming adults, being better prepared for the real world. Anything that we can do to really help out, we want to try and do. Recently, me and my cohort, Mackenzie, we've been reaching out to the youth to discuss with them topics that are affecting their day-to-day life and really just developing these discussions based off of that. We've received a huge response when talking to the youth about the effects of stress and anxiety on them, their schoolwork, their relationships, things like that. So with everything kind of going on in the world currently, it seems like a good time as ever to really talk about it. Since the introduction of the coronavirus to the U.S., anxiety and stress has been at an all-new high. I know definitely in my world, it's really been affecting us, taking its toll, and we've had to work really hard to keep our mental health in check and make sure we're doing what we can to take care of ourselves. There's a lot of unknown stuff of how long is this going to last? Will it clear up by tomorrow? Are we going to be doing this into the summer? Where are we at? What's going on? You know, a lot of people are having a lot of financial issues due to this, you know, having to be shut down, people losing work, not being able to do maybe their full workload that they're normally able to. Some people do still have to work, and that's affecting them, worrying about whether or not that's going to be brought home, you know, to their families. They're doing everything that they can to protect themselves, and it's really taking a mental toll on us, you know. Not everybody's used to having to change their routines all of a sudden and be at home on lockdown, where you can't socialize as easily as you were before. You can't just go out to dinner when you're tired of feeling cooped up in the house. Things are really different for us right now. So what I really want to talk about is what we can do to help ourselves. One of the big things is keeping in mind that we can take control of what we can and really embracing that. Think of it as we have this circle of things that we control, the circle of control. So imagine somebody made a circle, and in the middle, it says, you know, these are what I can control. Those things can include my words, my actions, how I react to situations, how I can treat others, how I can treat myself, whether or not I want to follow these rules, how I can handle my feelings, how I can handle my decisions, how I can take care of myself, and the amount of effort I put towards something. Those are all things you have control of in this situation. So think of like reassuring yourself, even though I don't have control over Joe Schmo being able to go to the grocery store, if I keep myself within the safety of my home, I can wash my hands, I can wipe down my surfaces, I can keep my world in the safe space. You know, I can't say that for everybody else. I don't know what they're doing. I can't control them. I cannot do that. You know, establishing a routine is really big right now. You know, we're not used to this. This is something really new to us, but this is a good time to maybe start a new routine. You know, starting that at-home workout that you've been telling yourself that you're going to do for 6 months, but you just can't get up early enough. But now you have some flexibility with your work hours, so maybe try doing that, getting some new, maybe developing a new hobby, trying to compile those to-do. How can, you know, I know that I'm guilty of this one. Oh, I don't have the time or the energy to organize my office like I want to. Well, now I do. I'm not going and making plans with friends. I'm not going to dinner right now. So I have those few extra hours to just, you go through, purge some stuff, really take control of your environment, what you have around you. I think, trying to keep positivity going is huge. So there's a lot of different ways we can do it. You just kind of have to be a little creative. Sometimes it's just making a really positive post on Facebook or Instagram. Creating window art, I think that's been really huge. I've had some friends that have really supported that Hearts for Health Workers. They've done ones for first responders to support them. Just any kind of way that we can really keep those essential workers, if you are one, if you're not one, if your parents are one, just support them. Show them that we appreciate them and all those things that they're doing right now. That can make, not just them feel good, but it can make yourself feel good at the same time, too. A huge one, this one is one that I've been preaching around my own household, is trying to avoid falling down those black holes. We were just talking about positivity. This is like that negative headspace where, sometimes we consume ourselves with, well, this is something new, I have to read up on it, I have to know everything about it. And here we are falling down these black holes where, we're watching news articles, we're having constant exposure to these negative feelings in the world, and that can really take a toll on your mental health. So learning to take a break, understanding yourself, educate yourself on, these are the signs that I am starting to fall down that negative path. I need to, when is a good time for me to walk away, set the phone down, go, do something for a couple hours, and then maybe I'll check for some updates later. But don't sit there all day, every day, and just let it consume your life, because that's not going to be good for you. It's going to really have a bad effect on you. And then lastly, just being able to talk with your friends, family. Also reach out to mental health professionals when needed. Right now, some people really do thrive with that physical contact, being able to see people in person. But right now, we are very limited in what we can do, but we are also very lucky to live in a world where not only can we make phone calls, but we can do group chats, video chats, not just with one person, we can do groups, things like that. So it can be like a virtual hangout in a way. So, it's easy for us to isolate ourselves when we get into these certain situations, but realize that we are blessed and there are so many ways that we can interact with one another. We just need to be really aware of what our resources are and learn how we can utilize them. And as I mentioned before, we can see things on the news that can be worrisome. Sometimes this information can be misinterpreted. We can take it a certain way. But reaching out to your friends, speaking with somebody that you trust can help you maybe gain a different perspective on the situation. Be open to all sides of the discussion. Things like that. Just that's another way of keeping yourself informed, but also yourself in check at the same time. And then if things do become too much, maybe you are talking with your friends, you are talking with family, and you're still feeling really bogged down, there's plenty of resources out there for you to get mental health help. I know here, I'm located in Springfield, so there's Memorial Behavioral Health here in town. They've began an emotional support line. It's 217-588. They're just to help provide you with support during this crisis. They have professionals there that are trained to provide that support. And this isn't just more behavioral health clients. This can be anybody from anywhere they're willing to help, anything like that. So there's also the Illinois Warming Line. The phone number for them is 866-359-7953. Recovery specialists. They provide emotional support, recovery education, self-advocacy support. They can help try and get you referred to maybe more of like a permanent style of help that you may need. So they're kind of there. They're not quite like a crisis line. They're just there if you're having a hard time and trying to figure out how to navigate the emotions, the feelings that you're having. So that's a really good resource that's out there. That one is statewide. And then there's the Disaster Distress Hotline. This is 1-800-985-5990. in this time, they are really stepping up to answer questions and concerns about any kind of infectious disease outbreaks. They provide crisis counseling to help with emotional distress related to these types of disasters and outbreaks. They can give you information on how to recognize the distress and how it's affecting you, and give you tips for healthy coping skills. How do you keep going on from here? They can also, as well, give you referrals to local crisis call centers for additional follow-up or care support that you may need. So I guess really what I wanted to tackle by talking about this topic is, even though things are crazy right now, sometimes we just need to learn to take a step back instead of trying to constantly plan forward and move forward, you know, to the next thing. When's the next thing? What are we going to do? Just try to take it day by day. Be grateful for the little things that we have. Avoid getting caught up in the things that we can't control. Sometimes we just need to accept it and make the best of it. And I think that was a really good opportunity for us to be able to make those improvements that we've talked about. Really try to shift this anxious energy into positive energy. And I think we can come out on the other side of this. You know, this is going to be something that we're going to need each other to support each other, to lean on each other. It's a time where we as a nation, as a world, as a state, any of those groupings need to come together on each other and work through this. So that's all I have for today. So I want to thank anybody for checking in and listening, and we will talk later. Thanks. Bye.